God gets his way. Judges 14, 17 through 20.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
She wept before him 7 days while their feast lasted, and on the seventh day he told her, because she pressed him severely. And she told the riddle to the children of her people. The men of the city said to him on the seventh day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion? He said to them, if you hadn't plowed with my heifer, you wouldn't have found out my riddle. Yahweh's spirit came mightily on him, and he went down to Ashkelon, and struck 30 men of them, and took their plunder, then gave the changes of clothing to those who declared the riddle. His anger burned, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion who had been his friend. Samson wasn't treating God as the one who had given him all he had, but God decided to use Samson anyway. He ended up killing 30 men from Ashkelon when the Spirit of God came on him. But the reason that Samson did it was pretty obvious. He wanted to spite the men who won the wager against him through his wife. He used the blood of the Philistines' own people to pay them off. I am guessing that they didn't figure it out at first. It appears that Samson decided that he didn't want to be around his wife for a while, so he left to his parents' house. It is kind of interesting that Samson even referred to his wife as his heifer. He was obviously very angry. We read here that while Samson was away, his friend took his wife. Evidently, his friend wasn't a good one and took advantage of the situation on top of it all. Notice that God got what he wanted done, and Samson's desires were completely destroyed. This was not an accident. Look at what it says in Proverbs. Proverbs 14:14. The unfaithful will be repaid for his own ways. Likewise, a good man will be rewarded for his ways. If we really want good things in the end, we need to pay attention to what God wants. That doesn't mean that everything will be great for us all the time, but we will be rewarded by God in the end. Things may seem good for sinners at first, but they don't end well. God, however, will always accomplish what he decides to do. Whether a man is good or bad, God's purposes cannot be stopped.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio. Thank you.